And still is better.
Yeah.
The shelf over a fireplace.
Mantelpiece.
The iron things that held the logs.
Those are andirons.
Andirons. Did you ever have another name for them?
Dog irons. Yeah.
How did you use to start a fire? What did you use to start a fire? What kind of wood?
Why, we was often at the garage there. My wife's father had a turpentine steel, and we'd get that dross, we called it, a pine straw with the rosin all on it, you know. I'd get, soon after we married, 60 years ago, we married in 1910.
You were.
And we'd go down there and get some in the wagon, the buggy, or whatever we had to get it in, bring it up here and keep it, start fire. That's the best thing we ever used. Just like kerosene, stick a match to it.
I see. If you used pieces of wood, little pieces of wood that were very rich.
And the splinters we call that. Splinters. Kindling.
Kindling?
Yes.
And if the wood was very rich, would you call that fat pine? Is that?
Oh, it's fat. Oh, it takes pine to make that. Yes, that's all out of pine. That kindling is.
Uh-huh. And what did they used to mean when they said lighter? What was that? A lighter?
Lightwood.
Lightwood.
Yes, that's fat. That's fat pine. What that is.
Uh-huh. And a place in the house where you used to hang your clothes. Sometimes they had a big piece of furniture where they hang their clothes. If it would be built in as it is today, you'd call it a
closet. Yeah, call that, I think.
Do you remember the big piece of furniture that you could move around? Sometimes it was higher, well, it's usually higher than a man.
Ship row.
Is that a chiffarobe?
Yeah, I reckon so. I guess so.
I've heard the chiffarobe or wardrobe.
Well, that's, I don't know what the difference in that. I don't know.
Very good. The overlapping boards on the outside of a house. Just cover the outside of your house with these boards.
Weatherboarding.
And a place where you have wrought iron furniture out there would be your what?
Patio.
And if it had a roof over it? You mean
a canopy?
Call that just a... patios is a more recent term, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
If it had an old-fashioned roof over it, it would be a... If it just had a roof over it, you'd just call it a porch, would you?
Porch? I thought you meant out in the yard. No, I wouldn't think. A porch would be on your house.
Uh-huh.
Have a veranda out there, you know.
Veranda?
We'd call it a veranda where you had a porch and walk around. I had one all around my house and this one time.
The veranda's bigger than a porch, is it?
Yes, it's a little ordinary bigger. I had a 16-foot wide.
Is that right? You ever hear the word, I've heard the pronunciation piazza or piazer?
They call them piazza.
Piazza.
Yes. I call it veranda.
Veranda. And if you have just a little roof over this door back there, just over the door, what do you call that? Just a little roof.
I don't know really. I wonder what you'd turn that.
I wonder if they used to call that a stoop.
What was it? Tell us what you